Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Two scenarios from clients are brought to my attention all the time. The first is a client who has a very nice creative trademark and has an issue with someone copying it. And when we dig into the details and ask about the registration of the trademark, it is not yet properly registered. Another common occurrence is someone who comes to me and has a registration for their trademark, but that trademark is made up of possibly common or not the most creative terms, and they're having trouble enforcing their trademark. Both of these stories are important because of where they fall on the brand strength grid. If you see the visual that accompanies this podcast, you'll see that there are two axes. One regarding the strength of the name itself, whether it's a descriptive or common name or a creative and unique name. And the other horizontal grid about whether or not the mark is registered with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. A mark that is a descriptive or common term and unregistered is extremely difficult to protect and to exclude others from copying or coming up with a very similar name. A mark that is a weak name because it's descriptive or common and is registered does have some of the benefits of registration and does have some possibility against infringers, but is not going to have the same scope of protection that a creative name will have when it's registered. Because a creative name that is registered is the ideal brand and trademark. It is valuable and well protected. It is going to be easier and simpler and generally cheaper and quicker to enforce and to deal with infringements. If such a name is unregistered, it is still a vulnerable asset. It has the potential to be a very strong and well-protected asset, but without the registration, it's missing that important piece of the puzzle that allows many actions to be taken quicker and more effectively. So for clients or prospective clients who come to me who already have a brand and are seeking to deal with an infringement issue, the first thing we need to assess is where do they fall on this grid? And that really informs what our options and strategies will be in terms of dealing with infringements that might relate to social media or domain names or other businesses. Sometimes the businesses are local and nearby. Sometimes the businesses are far away. But if the client has a national presence or an online presence, that those still can cause quite a bit of problem. So ideally, we work with clients to move their marks to the top right corner of the brand strength grid to have both a creative name and a registered name that is going to be the most valuable and most well-protected type of brand name that's out there. If you'd like a free assessment and discussion of where your brand falls on the brand strength grid, reach out to me and let's chat about it. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.